The Antidote welcomes new Centricity music artist John Allen to the show. Thanks for coming, John.
I am very excited to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Now, I did mention that you were new to Centricity, but you've been around for a little bit because I did a background search and found that you released not one, but actually two EPs in 2022. You got to tell me, how do you find all the free time to put out two releases in 1 year?
I look at life as a vapor and I want to make the most of it. I have the honor of knowing some wonderful people. I have a brother named Bjorn Florin, not by blood, but by his blood. And we were brought together by the Lord. Bjorn and I had the privilege of putting out two EPs together, Long Live the King and Darling, We're Dancing, We've Been Liberated. So it was a very special era, and I'm happy that those songs are along for the ride in the catalog.
Well, the first of those EPs, as you mentioned, was Long Live the King, and it makes your influences pretty clear. I mean, it's easy to hear Bon Iver's style on songs like Northern Winds. But now you got to tell me, what other artists have affected you?
I'm so happy that you brought up Bon Iver. He dropped a new record today. So I've been listening all morning. I remember being with my parents in Israel on a Holy Land trip, and Bon Iver came on Israeli VH1, and I didn't know who they were. I just remember hearing Justin Vernon's voice and being moved by the music. So I'm happy that you hear that influence. That's an honor. He's the man. He's the goat. You know, other musical influences range from U2, Novo Amor. My number one artist on Spotify Wrapped this past year was The National. I'm on a deep National kick right now, just kind of looping Boxer over and over.
That's an easy to keep repeating.
Yes. And it's been a blessing being raised by really special parents who were faith-based, but also not afraid to show me a lot of music. So it's kind of some influences.
And here you are still being young and you're getting into the dad rock of The National.
Oh, I mean, bring it on. Speaking of that, I am going to be a dad this year. So maybe it's a good time to turn them up.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
That song, Northern Winds, speaks about the end of life when the lyrics say, "What would I say if I knew I had one day left? What would I do while approaching my last breath? I'd cry out the songs from my youth. I'd walk through the lilies again. I'd run down a cedar pine street, just like when I was a kid." But you know something? Thinking about death is something older people do. So why would you record a song about that?
Man, well, I believe that the Lord already has all of the art planned and all of the art written, and he's gracious enough to let us find it, you know, throughout our time here on earth. And so Northern Winds is probably my favorite song that the King's ever allowed me to be a part of. And I remember sitting with that melody for months and just thinking about how fragile, you know, life can be, you know, whether it's experiencing loss of family members in my own life or the loss of family members in the lives of my friends. So just thinking about, man, what would I do if I had one day left? And I think there's a lot of beauty in returning to childlike faith. You know, I really believe there's a reason the Lord tells us, you know, to, hey, be a child again, meaning don't stop dreaming, don't stop chasing wonder. You know, I think if we're not careful, sometimes we can outgrow imagination. You know, I think about Susan in the Chronicles of Narnia. You know, here she was going through the wardrobe, discovering God, you know, and as she got older, she kind of lost her awe, as we see in the last battle of his book. And I think about Northern Winds being like, man, I would cry out the songs of my youth, meaning I'd be in church if it was my last day on earth. I'd be singing with even more faith singing with even more passion, knowing that the other side's coming soon. And so kind of some heart behind that song, but I'm so happy that you like it because I love that song.
It's certainly one of my favorites.
Oh man, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Now, I did bring up the point about you having been influenced by mainstream artists, but that led me into thinking about something else. You must have been giving some thought to making music also geared to the mainstream. So why did you stick with the Christian market?
Oh man, Jesus means everything to me. He is my God, my King, you know, my first love, my best friend. And, you know, there's a lot of great stuff to sing about, but I believe the best thing to sing about is Him because of what He offers to humanity. And so I think there's always that push and pull of like, you know, what do you write about? What do you write for? You know, some of my songs are for church and for congregations, and some of them, like Northern Winds, you know, are not, but they still carry those themes of worship and of just an awareness of God. And I think my heart is to bring an awareness of God to a listener through music, knowing how short life is. And so it's kind of my heartbeat behind the lyrics of the songs God allows me to be a part of.
When you released the two EPs, you were still an independent artist.
Yes, sir.
Then how did signing to Centricity Music change things for you?
Well, Centricity is built up of very special people, very rare people. I have the honor of knowing James Duke, and you know, I live under his wing, and we get to chase art together. And you know, there's just living legends there like John Mays. And so I think working with a label, you know, makes you better. Maybe not everybody, but, you know, in my case, being a young independent artist, you know, having the privilege of, you know, collaborating with people who are better than me, who have been in the game longer than I have. And I think that's been the best part, you know, getting to be in writing rooms with people who are greater writers than I am, people who have spent more time, you know, in their craft. You know, I think about Living God, the song that just came out. You know, I wrote that song with Benji and Kyle Williams, and these guys have been, you know, chasing songs for decades. And so I think working with a label allows you to just learn from people who are better than you and hopefully make stronger art. And it's been an honor of a lifetime.
Well, to throw it a counterpoint, wouldn't becoming involved with other writers of this style of music also make it sort of a more homogeneous blend and lose the independent distinctions?
Yeah, I've loved collaborating with different people. I think it's almost like a salad bar, and I never want to be someone that, you know, says I'm not taking my plate in there, you know. And I think it's just about using wisdom. Like, I'm not going to put, you know, chocolate ice cream on the jello, but also knowing that there's some wisdom in trusting other people with your sound and knowing that they'll care for it, kind of like letting go, you know, taking the floaties off and swimming with some cats in the deep end. It's been really special.
You just mentioned about that first song, Living God, the first one for the record label. And I do see how lyrically it fits into the CCM market.
Yeah.
But there's something else. Isn't there a chance that some listeners of typical CCM might find that your music style is a bit of a stretch for them? You're not typical.
So pumped to make music that can help people's, you know, walks with the Lord. But I feel you, you know, I look at Living God and I love the song. And as you know, when you're coming out off of a writing trip, you do so much. And, you know, by the time you touch down, you know, at home in the plane, you kind of forget what songs were hitting and what songs weren't. But I remember when we left the session with Kyle and Benji, we felt something special with each other and with the song God gave. And so I look at Living God and I'm like, man, this chorus is declarative. This chorus is talking about how there is no one else for us. There is no one else for our hearts. All of our worship, all of our praise is dedicated. All of our allegiance is to the King of Kings. But I love the tension of the verses, you know, basically talking about, I want to touch the robe that heals the sick, meaning I want to chase the God who does miracles. And I want the voice that speaks deliverance. I want to rest my head on Jesus' chest, meaning I want that intimacy, and I never want it to go away. And kind of taking us into this explosive chorus of adoration and praise. And so I'm very pumped on Living God, and I'm so thankful for the opportunity to worship with it.
So as a musician, what would be the pinnacle moment for you as an artist? What could be the best thing that could ever happen?
Great question. I want my art to matter to other people in a way that helps them on their faith journey. You know, if someone says, hey, your music, your art has helped me see Jesus more, than that success for me. You know, whether it's doing shows, whether it's touring, you know, I really believe the only thing stopping me is death. And that's not in an arrogant way. I just mean that I believe we're all called to do what God has us on this earth to do. And so no matter what it is, I just want my art to point people to Jesus. I want my art to serve as a bridge, as a resource, as a tool where people can finish their listening, finish the show, finish the experience, and walk out knowing that God is real, knowing that he's powerful, and knowing that he loves them. You know, that's always my desire. That's success for me.
You got to tell us the future plans for John Allen. Is there an EP or full length coming, or carry on with the singles route?
Oh my goodness. We have a lot planned. We are going to release singles. We are going to do an EP. We are going to do a record, you know, prayerfully. We're going to tour and just go as hard as we can possibly go until it's all over.
So we do have more to look forward to from you, which is a good thing. And I got to thank you for this chat with The Antidote, John. It's been really good having you here, and I hope you have a good time making the music.
Hey, the honor is mine. Can't thank you enough for everything, sir. I'm so blessed to spend this time with you.